give God some praise. You want to give him some praise? You shouldn't have no doubt this morning. Because you're living. Glory to God. Your eyes are opening. Your feet is moving. There's no doubt that life will come. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's the great I am. He is the creator of all creation. He is the one who woke us up this morning, started us on our way. He is the most gracious one. Come on and give God some praise. He's the Elder and the Mighty God. He's the Most High. Come on and look him up. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55. I got this chapter all marked up. I done preached on it a whole lot of times. I don't know how many times. I ain't trying to count them. I ain't trying to remember what the message was. I'm only trying to focus up on what God has given me today on the same scripture. See, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. And God has always got a fresh word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's an unlimited God. Glory to his name. Come on and give me some praise. Isaiah 55, start with verse 6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. Amen. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will abundantly pardon no matter if you're wrong or if you're right. God is God of all flesh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, for my thoughts, this is God talking now. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Yeah.
Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord.
Yeah.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain coming down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Come on and give God some praise.
Amen.
Y'all have to excuse me, I still have to take care of that human duty. Praise God. Seek ye the Lord. What that means, inquire. A lot of people don't inquire to God when they're in trouble or what they have need of. Consult with him or ask or require frequently. Some people think you only need to ask him today and not tomorrow. But you need to ask him today about your needs so that you'll be strong enough when tomorrow may come for you, because God ain't got to let you live tomorrow.
Amen. Amen.
God is talking to Israel. He done bought them out of so many issues in their lives.
All right now.
Glory to God. Brought them through storm. He done fed them, and they complained about God. They told God, we don't want you as our leader. We want a man. So God picked out a man.
Yeah.
And he sent him to be the go-between God and Israel. And the man God spoke unto the children of Israel through the mouth of God, telling Israel to seek God. Don't look up on me or look up on the man, but look up on God, the author and the finisher of the one who brought you out of Egypt and fed you quail and gave you manna for heaven that your fathers didn't know anything about. Keep your eyes focused up on him. That's what we got to do today. We got to look unto him, the author and the finisher. Glory to God, no matter what situation or circumstance we are in or we are going to go through. And let me tell you something, we're going to go through some. Glory to God, 24/7.
Yeah.
So how can you go through stuff 24/7? Every closed eye ain't sleep. Glory to God.
You better say that.
Hallelujah. The restless activity is always going on. It's always moving. It's always complaining or talking. It's always devising. Glory to God. It's always doing his stuff. Glory to God. That's why the scripture said, when you lay down, don't lay down on your wrath. Glory to God. You got to make your mind be clear when you lay down. Glory to God. Because while you sleep, you got a battle. Glory to God. Because the grace of God is there and making intercessory for you. Glory to God. So that you'll be able to wake up in the morning. So that you'll be able to have a good night's sleep. Glory to God. So that you don't get sick, so that you don't glory to God, so that the secretion of the saliva of your body don't choke you or cause you to drown out in your sleep, glory to God. But the grace of God that is sufficient.
Yes, it is.
That's why I like that song, glory to God. When I woke up this morning, I was having the doubt. Glory to God. I didn't worry about the rest of the day because it's already made. Glory to God. You don't have to worry about it because God has got it always in place. Glory to God. All you got to do is walk in his steps of righteousness. Glory to God. See, our footsteps are already ordered. Glory to God. We don't have to worry about this day. Glory to God. But we're supposed to go forth in joy and peace. Glory to God. Lifting up his name and thanking him that we are alive in Christ. Come on and give us a praise. Inquire of God. Sometimes it indicates a private seeking of God in prayer for direction. I don't know about you, but I'm always seeking him in privacy for direction. Glory to God. I hear the word of God that come from the pastor. It inspired me to keep on keeping on. Glory to God. I hear the word coming from the teachers and it inspired me to keep on keeping on. Glory to God. But it's nothing like hearing the word of God mouth to mouth. Kobo shack out from God. That's why you got to get down on your knees sometime and spread yourself. Glory to God. That means you got to put everything aside and let God come in and begin to minister unto your soul and to lift you up. That's what God is trying to do to Israel. God has said, I'm trying to come in and lift you up and minister unto you and let you know that I am God and there's none else. Come on.
Amen.
There's an old saying that, or it's a song, that Jesus is on the inside working on the outside.
Amen.
Well, see, he wasn't on the inside of Israel. He was on the outside.
Yeah.
Working on the inside of their minds, trying to get them to know who he is.
Yes. Glory to God.
And they didn't have grace like you and I got it. Glory to God. We got grace on the inside, working on the outside, bringing forth the manifestation in our life of a living God. Glory to God. So what was happening here with Israel was an inside job. And let me tell you something, the inside job is still going on, but they didn't have nobody on the inside. What they need was on the outside, and it was God Almighty. But let me tell you one thing about God. Nothing is too hard for him. He can take care of anything, glory to God, anytime that he chooses. All you got to do is keep your mind stayed up on him, glory to God, and turn not to the left or to the right, and God would do just what he said he would do, glory to God. All we got to do is let God be who he is, glory to God. All we got to do is let God do his work, glory to God, and stay out of his way, glory to God. We didn't help him make the heavens and the earth. We didn't help him make the moon. We didn't help him make the stars. We didn't help him create the water. We didn't help him make ourselves, glory to God. So stay out of God's way and let God do his work. Come on and give it.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
Seeking where he may be found. Let me tell you something. Seeking where he may be found. Because sometimes when we need him, you know, you can get in God's way so much that when you call on him, he ain't going to answer you. Sometimes God got to let us tread out the corn. He got to let us finish that course that we're on so that we can know that he's God. Glory to God. Sometimes he got to let us get in the deepest of trouble so that we can call on his name with fervency. Glory to God. Sometimes he got to let us go a long ways. Glory to God. So the next time he bring us through, or the next problem that we have, we won't be so soon shaken. Glory to God. Sometimes God have to talk to us. Glory to God. Although we don't hear him, God is always talking. Glory to God. I thank God that grace is on the inside working on the outside. Glory to God. It may be an inside job, but I got somebody on the inside to help us out. Glory to God. That's why we can sleep at night. That's why we can walk right. Glory to God. That's why we can protect. Glory to God. Why? Because grace is sufficient for everything that we're going to go through. So look unto him, for he is still the I am. He's still the Elohim, the creator. Glory to God. He's still the Lord Jehovah, that covenant God. Glory to God. He still got the covenant with us just like he had with Israel. So lift him up and praise his holy name, for he's still God and there's none else. Come on and give us some praise. Why he may be found, why he let himself to be, see?
Yeah.
See, God don't have to always answer your prayer.
Amen. Say that.
We pray to God for our needs. And you know what? We don't rightly know how to pray to God for our needs. Amen. The scripture says, before we even ask him, he already knows what we have need of.
Amen.
So we don't rightly know how to pray. Save that the Holy Ghost come upon us and we pray as we ought to. In other words, when the Holy Ghost come in, it takes out all of the interference. The Holy Ghost is running interference so we don't meddle in the miracle that God is about to give us. Come on.
Wow. Amen. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For I am the Lord your God, and I am a deliverer, and I am a sanctifier, and I am a guider, and I am the giver of knowledge. Seek me while I allow myself to be found. And I'm in your midst, allowing myself to be found, allowing myself to guide you and lead you into all the truth that is in this word. Be not as Israel, who fervently turned their back upon me many times, in and out, in and out, in and out. Be not as they, but be as one whose face is set as a flint rock. Into my direction, and into my word, and into my statutes, and into my ordinances. That is the man that shall be blessed. That is the man that shall be kept. And that is the man that shall be sustained by me, saith the Lord.
I'm going to give God some praise. Glory to God. Every time we give God some praises, our blessings heap up. That's why God said they got to overtake us, glory to God, because they are too much to receive right then. So they'll overtake us, glory to God, through our life. So you better be sowing the right seed, glory to God. See, Israel wasn't sowing the right seed, glory to God. They was not sowing the seed so that they can receive from God. They never sowed the right seed. They was always fussing and fighting and complaining, glory to God. That was the man on the inside called Adam. Glory to God. He was in there. Glory to God in Israel, causing them to complain and causing them to mumble and grumble and all this stuff. And it got so bad, God had to kill a bunch of them. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Not only did he kill them, but God even killed some of them while they had the food still in their mouth. Glory to God. Your praise better be right before God, before you put it in your mouth. Glory to God. Because the Bible says that God know your heart. And everything come from the heart and up to the mouth, glory to God. And the mouth speak what the heart has in it. So you better make sure, glory to God, that your praise is right, that your worship is right, that your fellowship is right with God. Come on and give us a praise.
Amen.
It said, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the wicked forsake his way while God is near. What it said? Mm-hmm. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Israel came back to God time and time again.
Not on their
own.
Right.
The man of God had always stepped in between and convinced them that God is still God. That he was the God that when they was in Egypt. He was the God before they went into Egypt. He was the God before they went into Babylon. He was the God that brought them out of Babylon. I don't understand this. How could they deny God? Well, let me tell you something. The old nature is the same, just like God is. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. People are still losing their mind today because the old nature is driving him and leading him, glory to God. But I know another man. His name is Jesus, glory to God. And he's on the inside, glory to God. He's the one that's fighting the good fight. He's the one that's lifting us up. He's the one that's still blessing us, glory to God. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. So lift him up and give him some praise. Hallelujah. God said he would abundantly pardon. That's a funny thing about God. I don't care how far you go, there's always a chance. Hallelujah. There's always a chance, and I put the word chance in there because there's a chance that you might not miss out if you get back on the right path, glory to God, and realize who you are in God before you went off the path, glory to God. You got to remember all these things in your life. You can't discard everything. That's why the Holy Ghost has to bring things to your remembrance and let you know that God brought you out of Egypt, glory to God. He has to bring to your remembrance, glory to God, that God healed thee, glory to God. He has to let you know that I am Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah the Banner. I am Jehovah Roy, your shepherd, glory. I'm the one that brought you out. I'm Jehovah sent to know your righteousness. I'm Jehovah, glory to God, just alone, glory to God. Your peace forever, glory to God, is everlasting to everlasting, glory to God. So lift me up because I am the one that's going to carry you all the way. Come on and give God some praise. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. I'm so glad. He said, neither are your ways my ways. You can't compare your thoughts with God's thoughts. It's not your thoughts, but it's God's thoughts. Your thought versus God's thoughts. Thank God for grace. Grace versus the old nature, glory to God. The enmity one toward another, glory to God. I'm so glad I got some strength in him to fight this good fight. I'm so glad I got strength in God to run this race, glory to God. Because if you didn't have strength in God, you would never make this race or finish this race, glory to God. You'd have been on the road, glory to God, laying by the wayside, and there wouldn't have been no good Samaritan, glory to God, to come by to heal your wounds and to lift you up, glory to God. But thank God for Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Most High, the Resurrected One, the Glorified One, glory to God. In him do we live and move and have our being. Come on and lift him up. Hallelujah. My thoughts. What is your thoughts? It's the employment of the mind in thinking. Employment of the mind in thinking. Activity. Huh? Planning. Judging. Devising. That's your thoughts. That's why God said, my thoughts are not like that. I know the plans that I have from you. Is that what he told him? I know the plans. He said, I know my thoughts. toward you.
Yeah.
And they are thoughts of good and not of evil.
Yeah.
Glory to God. That's what he told Israel. Glory to God. And since he's the same yesterday and day forever, glory to God, I know that in my evil days, glory to God, God is still God.
Yes,
and God's
is.
Plan is still working for you,
yes.
Glory to God. In your mistake, his plan is still working, glory to God. In your, when you do it naturally, glory to God, his plan is still working, glory to God. That plan of salvation that is in you is eternal and is all the way to the end, glory to God. It's there. That's the seed, glory to God, that's planted. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, that'll bring you out of that miry clay and lift you up and put your feet, glory to God, on high, glory to God. That same God, glory to God, that died on that cross and shed his blood is living on the inside. He don't have no more nail scarred hands or feet, glory to God. He's glorified on the eyes, glory to God. He's glorified on the inside. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he's not wearing a thorn of crown, a crown of thorns anymore, glory to God. He's wearing a crown of righteousness. Ah, glory to God. He don't have on the tattered clothes anymore, glory to God. He's got on that robe of righteousness that cover all our sins, glory to God, and cleanses us all the time, glory to God. No matter where we're going in or coming out, glory to God. God is always there. Come on and give us some praise. Oh God, he said, my thoughts. Here's what he said about his thought. He said, as far as high as the heaven is from the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Can we measure that? God did with the span of his hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know where to end it because the word says he's unlimited. So that means that the stars are still being created. Come on and give God some praise. And our deliverance, glory to God, is everlasting and unlimited, glory to God. That means that God can deliver us out of all of our circumstances and situations, glory to God, when we turn our and put our mind up on him, glory to God. So look unto him, the author of all of this that we can look up and see, and all of this that we can look down and see, and all of this that we can look forward and backwards and see. Lift up your eyes unto the hill from which cometh all of your help. Come on and give it some praise.
Worthy, Lord. Worthy, Lord. Worthy, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said, for as the rain coming down and the snow from heaven, and it came down on us today. And he said, and return not thither. Now there's some scripture where the water did return, but this one here didn't return because it had a certain purpose and a reason for staying. Come on, Moshaka, where life is, there's a reproduction.
Jesus.
I said, well, life is as a reproduction. And the Bible said the water, glory to God, gave seed to the sower and bread to the eater, glory to God. It's a reproductive life that we are living, glory to God. That means that tomorrow, glory to God, I'm going to have a newness of Christ in my walk, glory to God. When I leave here, I'm going to have a zip in my step, glory to God. And it's going to be the nature of Christ, glory to God. When we out on that road in this sower condition, glory to God. We got the nature of Christ, glory to God. So we don't have to be a bread, neither be that as many said God, for I am the Lord thy God with you, and I'll be with you wherever
Amen.
You go.
Amen. Amen. Come on, Pastor.
He said that it'll make it to bring forth bud, that reproduction, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Glory to God. He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereto I sent it.
Amen, amen. Take your time.
That's right.
Amen, amen. Amen.
I hate it with a passion, but you can't swallow it all.
No.
Glory to God.
Please,
He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of his mouth. Huh? Just like he humbled Israel in the desert. He humbled them and fed them to put them in a position to know that he's God.
Yeah.
That's what he did. He humbled them. Sometimes God has to bring us down to get our attention. Just like he did Israel. That's why he said man, when he told Israel, he said man does not live by bread only.
Yeah, yeah.
But by every word out that coming forth out of his mouth. In other words, I'm going to read it like God gave me the thought. I wrote it down. He said, man, he's talking about Adam. He said, Adam does not live by bread alone or by eating food only, but by every word that out of the mouth of the Lord, Jehovah, the covenant maker. Glory to God. In other words, he don't live by bread alone, but he lives by every word or by keeping or obeying the word of God.
All
right. Hallelujah. That's what man live by. That's why I don't care what the man is. I don't care what color he is. I don't care what sin he has done or he hasn't done any sin. The Bible said that man, Adam, got to live by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. And if man take heed and keep those commandments and live by that word, so shall this man prosper, glory to God. But if he don't keep those words, the Bible backs it up. He said, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Glory to God. So you choose, glory to God, whom you'll serve this day. Whom, in other words, choose whom you seeds you're going to sow. Are you going to sow the seeds that God give you? Are you going to sow the seeds of the old nature? Glory to God. Let me tell you something. I don't care which one you sow. You got a harvest coming because the life is a reproducing life. Glory to God. So it's going to reproduce whatever you plant. That's why God said it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, glory to God. I don't care what you sow, go ahead on and sow it, glory to God. But leave me alone. I'm going to sow my seed unto the Most High, glory to God. Because all of the blessings that I have need of going to come down from heaven, from the Father of light. And there ain't no barrenness nor shadow. Turn the word, said, glory to God. So lift him up and praise him. And when you praise God, God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a supernatural miracle blessing upon your life. Come on and give him some praise. Proceed out of my mouth. He said, it shall not go back void. In other words, it ain't going to be empty. God don't send us no empty baskets.
Amen.
His word ain't going to come back void. He sent it out to those that believe him, and they'll be blessed. Their baskets going to be full. Glory to God. It ain't going to come back void unto God. It ain't going to come back empty. It ain't going to be empty unto you.
That's right.
Glory to God. But it's going to be empty unto the man that don't believe in God. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, glory to God, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, glory to God. He said that, glory to God. When you don't do that, that man is blessed. In other words, he's happy. He's got everything he has need of. Come on, shaka, glory to God. And when you got everything to have, you can give somebody else some of that, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the material thing, but I'm talking about the love of God. You can give that to anybody, glory to God. Glory to God. You can give them some peace and some joy. Glory. You can show them how to get through the long suffering, glory to God. You can show them, glory to God, that who God is living on the inside of man that is no longer Adam, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
What the prophet is trying to do here, he's telling Israel that they need to take or make an about face in living instead and seek the Lord while he yet may be found. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to make an about face in your problems. Cause see, I don't know about you, but I can't handle my problems because I'm quick tempered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why I don't argue with folks. I don't learn how to walk, glory to God. Walking is more valuable than standing up, glory to God, to a bunch of words, glory to God, that's going to reproduce and reproduce and reproduce and turn into a mess and turn into another mess, glory to God, and you won't be able to clean it up. That's why I don't argue with nobody. I just walk away, glory to God. That's why God give me that smile to put up on my face when I smile, glory to God. Sometimes I have to be careful about that because they think you're smiling and being deceitful against them, glory to God. But I smile and bid them adieu, glory to God, and go on my merry way. Those are the footsteps that are ordered by the righteous man, glory to God. God had ordered those footsteps, glory to God. You know when to leave, you know when to stay. You know when to open up your mouth, and you know when to keep it shut, glory to God. Ah, glory to God. That's what God gives us, the direction and the instruction, glory to God. That's what he's trying to give to Israel right here. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. See, these are the directions.
Amen.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Isaiah is telling Israel, these are the directions. And out of the directions will come your instructions.
That's right. That's right.
Same way when they was under the cloud.
That's right.
When God tell them to stand still, they stood still. When he told them to move, they move. Those was the instructions.
Come on.
Ha, the directions out of the instructions
yeah.
that God gave him. If they'd have done it before, glory to God, they'd have been off course. And it'd have been left behind, glory to God. That's why we haven't got all our blessings or some of our blessings, glory to God, because we don't wander off course. But you got to get back on course to get what God has need for you.
Amen.
Come on and give it some praise. See, we get them needs, mixed up with our wants. We think that what we have need of is our wants a lot of time.
That's right.
But God already knows what we have need of, so he has to straighten us out. Because sometimes God, you pray to God a specific thing, a specific need, and God will change it to something else. But are you able to stay on course? If you don't stay on course, Pastor, you won't get it. Glory to God. But you got to stay on course.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let me hurry up. I want to finish right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, my word to go forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. The word of God don't go forth from him without cause.
Right.
It's got a purpose. God don't do like we do, just talk, be talking. Hallelujah. When he sent forth his word unto you, it's not without a cause. Maybe it's what you asked of God. If you ask God to heal you, and he sent forth that word, guess what? You shall be healed if you believe, glory to God. See, that's some stipulation in everything that God says, glory to God. There's always some stipulation if you believe. Because everybody just talk, glory to God, and don't believe, glory to God. Everybody want the blessing, glory to God, but they don't have the faith, glory to God. Everybody want to get healed, glory to God, but they haven't lifted up God lately and gave him some praise, glory to God. Everybody wants to be healed or delivered or blessed financially, glory to God, but they haven't given in their offering, glory to God, since last year. Everybody, glory to God, want to tell you that they know God, glory to God, but they can't follow his instruction, glory to God. Everybody, glory to God, hallelujah, want to lift God up and praise him and make believe, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you that God is not a make believe God, he's a believing God, glory to God. So lift him up and praise him in anything that you have need of and believe God will supply that need. Come on and give us a praise. Pastor was preaching last Sunday when he got there. I told him what a good message it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I've been asking God the one thing, you know, I'm looking for, to see his manifestation take place in the saints. Mm-hmm. I know we done got a little, we done got that, who was that? Who was that? Abraham? Oh, that, who was that he put in the cliff? Moses. He put Moses in the cleft. He wouldn't let him see all his glory.
That's right.
See, that's all we done had of the manifestations of God. It's just a little bit. But you know what that little bit is like? Psalmist said, honey in the honeycomb. Glory to God. Oh, it may be small. Oh, glory to God. But it's significant for the fact and the need that we have need of. Glory to God. But I'm looking for the fullness they have before I leave here. Glory to God. I want to see the fullness they have. Glory to God. I don't have to go lay hands on the sick, but if I get close to you and lay my hands on you, the manifestation of the living God will do the work. Glory to God. I may be a long distance from you. Glory to God, and call you on the phone and pray for you, and in need of it, God will do, will heal, glory to God, just like he told the centurion. He said, go on home, because your servant is healed the same self hour. That's the manifestation of God. When we pray, glory to God, it shall come to pass. I'm talking about right now. He said, right now, God, glory to God. That's the manifestation of God. So you need to seek him, glory to God, because we are not in the place that we need to be to see this thing. Come on and give me some praise. I ain't planning on it. It might happen, but I ain't planning on it. Leave it for another generation.
Come on now.
I want to see it in my generation.
Come on now.
I'm not planning on looking for some generation, because I'll be on home with him. I won't need nothing.
Amen.
Glory to God. We'll be complete.
That's right.
And fulfilled, you know. That's right. But that's all right too. You know, see, right. See how good the end is? I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that, Pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's word is not undeservedly or ineffectively. It's going to do what he said it's going to do. That's why he said it won't come back born unto him. It's going to do where he sent it. It's going to accomplish. It's going to prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. Go, God. He said, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Man said, God said, I call men to give into your bosom. Clap their hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I call the ones that been holding back all of the stuff that I bless you with. Then I stole it and stored it up. He said, I'm going to make them turn it loose. Glory to God. That's what then God, you know what God is saying? He said, you're going to break forth. Glory to God. You're going to break forth out of that misery you're in. You're going to break forth out of that thing that's causing you a whole lot of trouble. You're going to break through, glory to God, and see the glory of God. You're going to break through that sickness, glory to God. You're going to break through, glory to God, that aggravation. You're going to break through that family, glory to God. You're going to break through, glory to God, and lift up, God, and see the salvation of the living God. You're going to break forth, glory to God, and lift up his name and glorify him. You're going to break forth, glory to God, into joy and peace. You're going to break forth, glory to God, into long-suffering, glory to God. You're going to break forth, glory to God, with the love of God, so that you can see that his love is forevermore. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to break out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm ready
sir,
to
yes,
break
sir.
Out. Yes, and I, when I break out, everybody going to know I'm coming.
Come on,
glory to God. Everybody going to know I'm out. Glory to God. Because I'm going to shout it on the rooftop. Glory to God. And tell everybody about Jesus. And that takes me back to my beginning when I got saved. I was telling everybody about Jesus. I want to break forth one more time into the manifestation of his fullness. Glory to God. And his blessing. So that I can tell everybody that Jesus did it. Glory to God. Come on and lift him up. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Glory, 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 glory.
Here's the part that I like. He said, instead of the thorn shall come up a fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up a myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. He's talking about the ancient people. Israel. Israel is an everlasting nation. Although they are set aside, when they are restored, they're going to be an everlasting nation. Glory to God. And it's talking about also the covenant. That's what God is trying to reveal to them here. The covenant. Glory to God. He said, when Israel, like the covenant, those that oppressed, like Israel were, glory to God, gonna break forth into the covenant. Listen, we have that covenant relationship with God. The Lord God, which is Elohim, God as the creator, glory to God, that same God, Jehovah God, glory to God, is the God in covenant relation to those whom he created, glory to God. So he created you and I. So we have a covenant, glory to God. I don't know about you, glory to God. I can lift my head up high. I got a covenant, glory to God. I got a great inheritance, glory to God. Hallelujah. I can lift my head up and tell you who that inheritance, that the one that comes and making that change to me, and his name is Jesus. Glory to God. And I'm not going to part from him. Glory to God. Like Pastor Key said, you got to set your mind on him like a flint rock. Glory to God. And don't let nobody move you or tell you anything different about Jesus Christ. Come on and give us a praise. They're talking different things about Jesus Christ and don't even know it.
Amen.
They're still talking about the Passover. It's Jesus Christ is the Passover.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They're still talking about the holy day. Well, today is holy. Hallelujah. And this temple, your temple is holy.
That's right.
This is where God is living, so it's holy. Hallelujah, glory to God. It may be some trouble on the inside, but holiness, glory to God, stands above it all. Holiness is the one that can deliver you and set you free and cleanse your soul, glory to God, and make you lift the one up that's doing all the work in your life, glory to God. So don't let nobody tell you anything about this day and that day, glory to God. Every day is a day unto the Lord, glory to God. Every day is a day of joy. Every day is a good day, glory to God. It's a day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. He made it in the midst of this calamity. He made it in the midst of adversity. He made it in the midst, glory to God, of murderer, and in the midst of all of the adversary. God made a good day for you and I, a way of an escape, and let me tell you, that good day is everlasting.
Even as I had a covenant with Israel, and I wrote down and instructed them in the way of the covenant, but I have a covenant with you. It is greater than what they have, for you have God on the inside. They had not my presence on the inside. They only dwelled on the outside with them. I could only dwell in a tent of skins, made of badger skins, and wood, sheep skins. But you are my skin. I made my dwelling place in the midst of you and set up my covenant with you. Those that I instructed in the past, they are by the wayside, but I have not forsaken them. But I'm using you to go for it. I'm using you to go and tell everybody about this new covenant. I'm using you, the ones I chose out, the Gentiles, the ones who were not people, but they are people because I've called them by my name and I've placed myself within them and I've given them the instructions, the doctrine instruction to go forth in my name, that there be no confusion, that there be no splitting of rank, for I am the Lord. I am the Lord your God, and I am the captain of the host, and I and they shall go forth, and they shall not break rank, but they shall march under my orders, that people might get saved and healed and delivered, saith the Lord God.
Come on and give it some praise. That's the everlasting covenant. Come from my everlasting God. The covenant is everlasting. And guess what? That covenant is filled with kindness, love, salvation, excellences, his name, his light, his sign, is the everlasting God. How you need to praise him in the house this morning because he's present right now. Glory to God. He's here to meet your need. You got to turn yourself over to him and let him be who he is in your life. Glory to God. Don't look unto man, but look unto the author, glory to God, of the man, the one who created him in his image and his likeness. Glory to God. Look unto him, glory to God, and God will bring you out of all your situations and your circumstances that you in. Come on and give him some prayer. Everyone standing. The Bible in Philippians 4 and 6 it says, be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing, but in everything. You're talking about leaving out nothing. He said everything. Everything, good or evil. He said everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. He said, let your request or your petition be made known unto God. Glory to God. When you go before God and bring your petition unto him, glory to God, leave that gift and go your merry way and let God do his work, glory to God. God don't need any help, glory to God. He didn't ask you for no help, glory to God. God know how to heal you. He made you. He know what's going on in your life. He know what's going to happen tomorrow. He know what's going to happen next year if he lets us live, glory to God. God know what's going to happen when we walk out of here, glory to God. He know the next time it's going to snow or rain, glory to God. God know the next time that the clouds is going to clear so the sun can shine, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you there's only one sun, glory to God, that shineth in all of the hearts of men, and the darkness comprehended not, glory to God. I'm talking about the Son of the Most High God, and his name is Jesus, he who was, is, and is to come. Come on and give him some praise. Everybody come down front quickly.